On today's show, President Biden lays out his huge stimulus plan for America, including lowering prescription drug costs, family stimulus, in perpetuity, it seems, and so much more. We're going to go through every detail of this plan and what it means for you. Will Republicans support it? And also just the optics of last night in that, you know, in that chamber, in the congressional chamber. It's just weird seeing just a few scattered faces in there. So we'll look at that. Jerome Powell spoke yesterday. And Wall Street did the happy dance. We'll tell you what Jerome Powell had to say. Apple and Facebook had their earnings. Their stocks exploded. And Dogecoin got a huge boost for Mark Cuban. I'll tell you about all of that and more as Morning Invest starts right now. Welcome to Morning Invest. I'm Clayton Morris, the show that teaches you how to invest in yourself so you can become financially free. We're live every morning right here at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So please hit that subscribe button if you're new here, and turn on that little bell notification. Our goal here on the show is to help you make money and to empower yourself outside of all of the corruption and the printing of money that the government does. We want you to be able to take control of your own finances. So we're going to check the markets now as we start the show. And yesterday, I want to show you this from time to time. I'll probably do this because on a five-day profit and loss. But yesterday, just on my Binance account, here was my profit yesterday from cryptocurrency. So even in this kind of crazy volatile market right now, made about $1,200 yesterday in profit. That's just the P&L from yesterday. And then here's a 5-day on in my Webull account. So trading some different stock companies as well. So this was 14,000. So, and a lot of these I had mentioned to you earlier in the week, few days ago, and a lot of you invested in these, decided to take the plunge and pick some up, and you made some good money. I know David was freaking out about Bitcoin. So Bitcoin bounced back. It was down last week, and then over the weekend, even down in the 40s, high 40s. But it's kind of been stable.
Yeah, when it bounced back,
that's why. So
when it bounced back, I pulled out.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. So you pulled out. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said when it bounced down. So did you make some profits or did you just break even, recover? What did you do?
I almost broke even.
Okay.
So I didn't quite break even.
All right. Well,
so it was a little bit of a loss, I would rather take that because I was down almost $1,000 at one point.
Okay. Well, good news is that now that's a capital loss on your taxes. So that's one way to look. That's why I'm always looking at it for tax purposes. But you might want to consider taking that money and putting it into Ethereum, because I'm going to have a separate video coming out today on Ethereum. And this is just exploding. There's many analysts, a former analyst at ARK Investments and who worked at NVIDIA, says that he believes, James Wang believes, that Ethereum is heading to $40,000. And he gives, I'm going to detail this later today on like why this is the case, but look at Ethereum right now, just skyrocketing.
But you can't,
if what's up?
Well, I was going to say, I can't buy Ethereum. I don't think on what I've been using is Cash App, I think it's called. What about Public? Can you buy Ethereum on Public?
Not yet. But crypto is coming there soon. But you can buy it on Coinbase. You can buy it. I'm not sure if you can buy it. Can you buy it on Webull? Let me check Webull desktop and see if you can buy it on there. Cause I have a lot in, see if you can do ETH Ethereum on Webull. Yes. Yes, you can buy it on Webull. So if you have a Webull account, if you sign up for Webull, by the way, you get 2 free stocks. So what you could do is you could buy it on Webull, get those 2 free stocks, trade those 2 free stocks, and then convert it to Ethereum and buy Ethereum.
Okay.
So that's my suggestion. Go to morninginvest.com/Webull to get those 2 free stocks and then sell them if you don't want them and convert that to Ethereum. That's a game plan. Because if you look at what Ethereum's doing here, oh, that's not Ethereum. Sorry, folks. Something else I'm going to be revealing to you a little bit later. But Ethereum's just skyrocketing. So I bought this morning because I like to walk the walk. You know, these are things that I'm investing in. So this morning I bought 50,000 of Ethereum this morning. So that's what I bought this morning, $50,000 worth of Ethereum. It's already up $10 over where I bought it this morning before the show. And so if this is heading to 40,000, and when you learn how Ethereum works, when you understand, again, I'm going to be releasing a video later today on how this all works and why James Wang believes this is heading to 40. Now, that's even a higher than what other analysts had it set at 20. Either way, what's interesting right now with Ethereum and Bitcoin is that Bitcoin, we used to think that these two coins ran together. And now the data is showing us that they're separating. And so Bitcoin is just sitting here, not doing anything, around 54. And Ethereum's exploding away from it. So some interesting data points here to watch on the markets. And, you know, keep your eye on Ethereum, folks. Start small, you know. Just put in a little bit of money. Set your stop losses. Go from there. All right, let's look at gold. Gold is up a little bit. Remember, I'm telling you, I think gold's going to hit 2,000. A lot of analysts believe gold's going to hit 2,000 by July. By the way, we're going to have an expert, Christopher Mullion, on the show in the next couple of days to talk about gold. He's a technical trader and studies these charts deeply. So get ready for some of your gold questions that you want to ask on the show. That's why you got to watch us live, because we're going to have some really good back and forth on what happens with gold in a little bit. So that is all coming here very, very shortly. That's right. And silver, by the way, silver also up. So these kind of moving together right now. I'm surprised silver is not climbing even higher, but this might be a good time for getting into that. So keeping our eye on all of that. That's right. By the way, we have a newsletter we publish every day. So if you want to be more informed and learn something new every morning, you should join our daily newsletter right there, morninginvest.com. It's sent right to your inbox between 6 and 7 a.m. Eastern time. The best part is it's totally free. We track the markets. We talk about what's happening in the economy. We try to, you know, make sure that you are informed to start your day. All you have to do is put in your email address, and you will get that information delivered right to you first thing in the morning. All right, let's start with our top story this morning. In his first address to Congress as president, Joe Biden last night laid out it made a lot of progressives, I think, pretty darn happy as the president was making his way down the chamber in this weird sort of environment with everyone wearing masks and everyone socially distant. But I think, you know, as president, Joe Biden made a speech that progressives have been waiting years to hear. I mean, he talked unions, he talked minimum wage, he talked jobs. There was a lot to like in this speech last night. He laid out an agenda incredibly ambitious. I mean, there's no joke when I've read a number of different reports on this, exactly how this would remake America if this is passed. From its current form, it would truly remake America if this thing is passed in its entirety. The reality, of course, is in the hands of Congress. And it's an institution that's dominated by a handful of unpredictable lawmakers who seem, you know, often really more interested in momentary political victories than fixing any, like, large-scale problems. They plan to, you know, kind of go back to their districts and talk about how great they are and just win some political points and actually build, you know, the bridges and fix the roads and build the schools and make sure that our kids have childcare and make sure that we're not drinking lead piped water. That came up last night in his speech. He has four additional years. So let me go through the four big proposals last night. Four additional years of public education for all children, with 2 years of preschool and then 2 years of community college. So the way that he did it is with like, oh, 4 years of public college. No, he's tacking 2 years on the front and 2 years on the back. So 2 years of preschool, we know. And the fact, my wife said this, she said, you know, it's actually impressive that he knew the difference between preschool and daycare. Obviously, his wife's an educator, but he made that distinction and talked about it. Not just putting kids in daycare, but making sure that they actually have preschool. Huge difference. And he made that distinction last night, something that President Trump didn't do and frankly didn't even understand. So I will give him credit for that. He did make that distinction that his pre-K education was school, not daycare, where they're just watching these kids, actually teaching them, learning them, you know, socializing them with other kids. The other big pillar is to offer access to affordable childcare for all families. Middle-income families will pay no more than 7% of their income for childcare, and low-income families will pay nothing. They'll offer up to 12 weeks of paid family medical leave, extend the child tax credit through the end of 2025. Now, this is the tax credit for $3,000 for children 6 years and older, and $3,600 for children 6 years and younger. It was increased, of course, during President Biden's COVID relief bill, and he estimates that it will help address poverty for 65 million children.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good to be back.
See everyone there socially distanced, spread out. So 65 million children would be affected by this plan to lift these children out of poverty. He only wants to extend it, though, through 2025. We talked about this yesterday on the show. I just don't get why you're going to sunset this program. I don't understand. Like, who's nipping at your heels to sunset this program? So anyway, I was saying Nancy Pelosi probably won't be tearing up that speech like she tore up Donald Trump's speech. Remember that a few years ago? That was entertaining. The president also wants to extend lower premium guarantees for anyone who gets their health care from the Affordable Care Act, as well as permanently lower the cost of prescription drugs. He made the point of saying that we pay three times the amount for prescription drugs in the United States. I just ask you in the chat, you know, how much are you paying for prescription drugs? Let me know in the chat. Bernie Sanders tweeting yesterday about some of these different prescription drug prices. The same prescription drug in Canada and UK, triple the amount in the United States. Triple. And there's no reason for it. No reason for it at all. And I was laughing this morning. I was watching some news this morning as I was getting ready. And, you know, prescription drug commercials. Like, go to sleep peacefully. Call your doctor now to get these prescription drugs. Call your doctor and tell him about this one. You'll sleep like this little adorable owl. No other country does that. No other country does that. So overall, you know, President Biden did what he set out to do, which was keep Democrats happy, raising taxes on the rich, cutting them for the middle class and lower income Americans. He talked about climate change. He talked about gun control. He really went deep in gun control. He talked about vaccinations. He talked about huge investments in infrastructure, universal preschool. He mentioned unions a couple of times. He talked about these infrastructure jobs being handled by IPW workers. And he talked specifically about how anyone can really get these jobs. And he focused on jobs, jobs, jobs repeatedly. But he made a point of really talking about how almost any American who is out of work doesn't have to have a college degree or even an associate's degree will have access to these new infrastructure jobs. Take a listen to that moment.
The American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to build America. That's what it is.
And he talks about raising the minimum wage here, which is a pretty big moment.
It recognizes something I've always said in this chamber and the other. Good guys and women on Wall Street, but Wall Street didn't build this country. The middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class. So that's why I'm calling on Congress to pass Protect the Right to Organize Act, the PRO Act, and send it to my desk so we can support the right to unionize. And by the way, while you're thinking about sending things to my desk, let's raise the minimum wage to $15. No one working 40 hours a week, no one working 40 hours a week should live below the poverty line. We need to ensure greater equity and opportunity for women. And while we're doing this, let's get the Paycheck Fairness Act to my desk as well. Equal pay. It's been much too long. And if you wonder whether it's too long, look behind me. And finally, the American Jobs Plan will be the biggest increase in non-defense research and development on record. We'll see more technological change. And some of you know more about this than I do. We'll see more technological change in the next 10 years than we saw in the last 50. That's how rapidly artificial intelligence and so much more is changing. And we're falling behind the competition with the rest of the world. Decades ago, we used to invest 2% of our gross domestic product in America, 2% of our gross domestic product in research and development. Today, Mr. Secretary, that's less than 1%. China and other countries are closing in fast. We have to develop and dominate the products and technologies of the future. Advanced batteries.
So he spent quite a bit of time talking about China last night. We'll get more to China in just a moment and what that future looks like. He spent quite a bit of time talking about his conversations with President Xi Jinping and how he says, we got to be careful. You know, he said, Biden said his intent was clear. You know, that Xi Jinping, president of China, wants to be the dominant country in the world. So we're going to get to military spending in just a moment. But he also talked, he said Republicans and Democrats can't get their act together on major challenges facing the country. Then China and other rivals would be there to basically supplant the United States as the world's leading power. But I think the key to Wednesday's speech, there was one word. And this is something I saw Frank Luntz talking about as a Republican pollster. Frank said, you know, look, there was one thing in his focus groups that he pulled from last night, which is that the word jobs, he said it more than 40 times last night. And he talked about the American Jobs Plan another dozen times. And he says, basically, look, we basically have to get these jobs available to people, even regardless of college degrees, associate degrees, et cetera. So that was what he was really hitting home last night on providing jobs. And he, you know, right now he sees his entire presidency as an opportunity to provide jobs, paying jobs. That's where he aides close to him saying that's what he sees his whole legacy as being jobs. I mean, and so during the speech, he said climate change, jobs. He said competition with China, jobs. He said infrastructure, jobs. He said closing tax loopholes, jobs. He said more money for schools means jobs over and over and over again. He mentioned that. I'd love to know your thoughts on the speech if any of you watched it live. Of course, we're analyzing it this morning here on the show if you got a chance to see it. It's always good to digest it and see how it kind of lands the next day, I think, too, to see how this all settles out. How's he going to pay for it? We'll get to those questions in a moment.
Well, and also, it's like for me, it's like, I don't know, after lying about $2,000 checks and all that stuff, it's just very hard for me to believe that any of this is actually going to happen. You know, like,
Well, and also lying about minimum wage.
Yeah.
So, I mean he
the guy's been lying.
He stood up there
last
night and said, he said $15 an hour minimum wage. Right. And he said, let's pass $15 an hour minimum wage. And I, as I've said here repeatedly on the show, you had an opportunity to do that already. If by you're like looking at a chamber of Congress right now, and you had the opportunity a few months ago to take the leadership role on that and say, we're going to pass minimum wage increases. You could have led on that issue, regardless of what the Senate parliamentarian had to say about it.
And those of you that are going to say it in the chat, no, I am not a Republican. I am a bit skeptical because we've been lied to way too many times. And that's what happens. Everybody's like, oh, that's so good. He did such a good speech. He spoke so highly of the country. And we're going to get minimum wage and we're going to get all this stuff. And it never, ever happens. And they know that.
So the way that this might happen is through reconciliation. And look, David's not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. I think David's an independent. We're just realists on this show. We tell the truth. We call BS when we see it. And I think, the way that this could pass, get $15 an hour minimum wage. Great. Get our schools. He has a plan there for 100% of lead pipes being removed from the United States and jobs to do those lead pipe removals. You know, great. Let's do it. Let's expand our internet. Let's get childhood. Let's get free public college so people are not in student loan debt. Let's get nursery school, preschool. All of those things we need to compete worldwide. We are just continuing to slip further and further and further behind. I thought, and I could say an interesting moment last night was when he acknowledged, he said, look, these authoritarian governments, he said, they look at democracy right now as a thing of the past. that there's it takes too many people to get a decision done. It takes too many people to change a light bulb with a democracy. And there's no consensus and nothing ever gets done. And he said, you know, look, that's why China's able to move ahead. That's why these other countries are able to just do it. Get
well,
it done.
The thing is like the Congress blames the Senate. Senate blames Congress. The president blames the Senate and Congress. The people blame Senate. The people blame Congress. The people blame individual people. It's the entire freaking system is completely flawed. It's a money-based system. It fights for corporations and big money interests, and that's every single one of them. So people are like, yeah, but the Democrats, it's all Republicans. No, it is not. It is all of them. It's the system. The system is completely broken.
Totally broken. And the fact that they get into office and they immediately start going back and, fundraising, you know, immediately start fundraising to make more money off of these big donors. And that's exactly, and all of these guys are, mostly big corporate donors, defense contractors that they're in the pockets of. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're going to talk about some of this crazy spending and how we could actually put it into universal basic income and how we could pay for some of this. We're going to talk about that in just in 1 second here on the show. But first, I want to tell you about our friends over at Care Of. Now, many of you took advantage of this, taking this free quiz by going to their website and learning about how you could build fantastic supplement plan and vitamin plan for your personal body. I mean, look, we're all different, right? And so all you need to do is take the online quiz. It's a one-on-one consultation. You have an online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. Then they take, the quiz is very easy. It's like getting a one-on-one consultation, really, with a nutritionist without even leaving your house. Get a personally tailored approach to your healthcare needs. And begin to focus your health as we make our way out of this winter hibernation into warmer weather. There are small, impactful ways to be more sustainable every day. And they have these, they've switched from those bulky bottles, so they don't use that stuff. Care Of uses compostable vitamin packs. Simple way to practice a more eco-friendly mindset at home or on the go. The warmer weather means more sunlight, means our day-to-day routines are changing. So you've got to check them out. You've got to go out and try this. Go to takecareof.com. If you enter the code INVEST50, you'll get 50% off your first order, delivered right to your door and tailor-made to you, personalized just for you, the right vitamins, proteins for the type of person you are. We are all different. We are all different. So check them out. Fantastic. They are compostable. You know, we have a big composter here in the house, and so I love that. We really try to avoid any of those like single-use plastics and that is just destroying the environment. So they just do a great job of making sure that the whole process is caring for us and the earth as well. So go to takecareof.com, enter code INVEST50. So go to takecareof.com and enter code INVEST50 to get that 50% off. So thank you for their support. Okay, I want to talk about this, and I want you guys all of you right now, go and download this. I subscribe to this. I get their Future Money Trends. They do an amazing job each week. They have all kinds of great reports on the economy, on universal basic income, on gold, on crypto. We're going to talk about this now. So here's what you got to do. Go to the website on your screen right now, futuremoneytrends.com/army. And I told you before the show to grab this, so hopefully you already did. But download it. It's a PDF, okay? There's the link, futuremoneytrends.com/army. It'll take a second when you click on download now, okay? Click on download now, boom, it'll do the little thingy thing, and it'll pop up in your inbox. So let's go through this. Here's what it looks like in your inbox. Now, what's astonishing to me is just how much money. Maybe it won't surprise you. David's going to flip out here in a second. How much money we are actually spending this new report on defense spending, and we're not spending it on the American people. So just to give you some idea, have you guys all got the PDF? You guys download it? Let's go through it together. We have been, and so President Biden spoke about this last night, and something stood out to me that really kind of irritated me last night with his speech. So while there was a lot to like from a progressive perspective on childcare and school and all of those things. One thing that really bothered me last night was the discussion of ramping up against China and how much money we're already spending against China. He talked about ending our forever war in Afghanistan, but he made no mention of any other wars. But he talked about China and talked about how we are going to ramp up our presence in the ocean, not to start a conflict, he said, but to protect us. So that's it. So that was a little moment, but it jumped out to me. And now we have this new report that just shows how much money we're spending on this. We're going to protect us. I've got an idea. You know what would protect us? Like a form of universal basic income. Slashing prescription drug prices so that it's in line with the rest of the world. How about free public college that exceeds 2 years? Why don't we go 4? So you announced 2 years last night of free public college, but you can't go to 4, but we can increase our military budget by another 10, 15% so we can continue to build this stuff. So in this report, Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor who served in 3 presidential administrations, said the Pentagon already spends $740 billion every year, $2 billion every day, and $1 million every minute. The last thing we need is a bigger military budget. And I want you to look at this on your screen. This is amazing. When we look at the amount of money that the United States spends on defense compared to the next 10 countries combined, according to this new study from the Peterson Foundation. Look at that. So we need to, last night, President Biden said we need to ramp up our spending on China. We're already 3 times the spend on China. We need to ramp up our spending? That's what we need to be spending our money on?
That's insane.
Mike Mullen. Look at this. Here's Admiral Mike Mullen. Having this ready spigot of money hasn't forced us to make the hard choices. It hasn't forced us to prioritize. It hasn't forced us to do the analysis. It hasn't forced us to limit ourselves and get to a point or deciding in a very turbulent world what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So basically he's saying this unbelievable amount of money, we have no priorities. We can just spend it as much as we want because we have no priorities.
Well, and there is a priority. Like General Wesley Clark said back in, I think it was 2005, he said, when you have a military that's so big, you have to figure out a way to use it. You have to figure out a way to justify those funds. So they do all these, where they're trying to take over regime change. They try to change all these regimes try to do things in Venezuela and all these other places. So they do have agendas and all that. But like he said, if you're a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail.
Yeah, that's your whole job. You're a hammer. You're not a spoon. You're not a book. That's your main function in life. Yeah, so let's use it here. Today's military isn't measured in millions of dollars anymore, but in billions. When we break down what's already being spent for the fiscal year 2021 budget, it becomes crystal clear that there's no such thing as a cost-effective defense any system anymore. This is what this report says. Nuclear command, control, and communications, $7 billion. B-21 long-range strike bombers, $2.8 billion. Look at this, 79 F-35 joint strike fighters, $11 billion. Ooh, big tanker replacements, Super Hornets, $2 billion. TAC helicopters, $1.2. Mobile launch rocket system, great. But I mean, just look at this, that we are combined that big right now. Look at that, all of those countries. And where's the threat? So even President Biden last night talks about this threat. And he says that the threat isn't conflict, he says. He admitted it during the state of the, during his, what do you want to call it, joint session of Congress, not State of the Union, that it's not conflict. It's just that it's to protect us. Just to protect us. I mean, you've got to go through this report. The amount of people, the American people right now, let me know in the chat, how many of you support slashing our military budget in order to pay for universal basic income. By the way, that's largely what President Biden laid out last night. Like, this child tax credit, in many ways, is a universal basic income.
Well, and,
so
to, and to go back to
it
the,
beyond 2025.
To go back to the military thing, if the, our foreign policy is what puts us in danger. You want to talk about putting us in danger, like the things that we do? I mean, we basically terrorize the rest of the world. So we, our foreign policy puts us in the danger that they talk about.
Yeah, by setting up 900 military bases around the world in countries that don't want us, and they've told us, like, we are going to hurt you if you continue to put military bases in our backyard. Get out of here. It's shocking, I know. And then we wonder why they don't like us. Imagine, do you think China would ever allow us to build a military base in China? But that's what we do. Look at this data. I mean, all Americans, right? American public largely agrees that the military budget needs to be cut. Not inflated now. In Data for Progress's latest poll, the majority of American voters want the government to prioritize the people's needs over the profits of Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and Boeing. I watched a company yesterday. I watched a military contractor company yesterday, and they were interviewing the CEO. And one of the questions they asked him was like, you know, well, what about the military budget on their profits? And he's like, you know, we go with these ebbs and flows. We're waiting until the budget is finalized. Basically, this reporter was asking the CEO, like, okay, how much money are you going to get from the American government? And he's like, I don't know yet. We always have to wait and see. It kind of goes through these ebbs and flows. But we make some of the most important trucks for the military. We have no intention of seeing that budget slip at all. We will continue, I'm sure, on this path of making billions of dollars off of taxpayers. It'll continue. So check out this report. There's a lot of interesting data in here. I mean, and all you knew, if you have anyone in your life like who is like, you know, skeptical about how much we spend, grab their free report. They publish some great stuff, so I always read it. Anyway, futuremoneytrends.com/army to go grab this report. Go check it out.
Well, and I was going to say how hypocritical it is too that we say, you know, we're testing missiles off the coast of a lot of these countries, and then they want to test too, and we're like, hey, don't you be testing your missiles off your own coast? We're over here testing ours.
Right. Yeah.
Do as we say.
Yeah,
not
we're right
as we
up
do.
In there. We're going to be right in the South China Sea because we need to be right by you. We're going to be right in your neck of the woods. Oh,
but
brother.
Don't you dare be there too.
Don't you do it. Oh. Hey, let's talk some trades. Let's make you some money today. How about that? Should we talk about some stuff I'm investing in this morning? Some things I'm noticing right now in the markets. Yesterday we saw, Mark Cuban went on the Ellen show and talked about Dogecoin. Once again, it exploded. So Doge popped up nicely. Doge continues to go. It still hasn't hit that 69 that they wanted it to, but Dogecoin on its way again. So if you were holding Doge, I've just been holding it for a little while. Like, I know it's kind of a Vegas coin, but...
The lady at Starbucks today, when I was going through the drive-thru, I mentioned, she asked me what I did, and I told her about the show, and she's like, oh my gosh, she goes, I had $7 in some kind of account, and so she ended up buying some Dogecoin, $7 worth, and so she's like, I'm just going to play with it for a little while and see what it does. Like, it's kind of cute to see, you know, that a lot of people are, you know, that a lot of people watch and listen, but they don't really understand, like, what they're doing, you know what I mean? Like me.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, like I always say, start small, right? For instance, you can get some free stocks, like I said, with Webull. If you want to get some free stocks, just go to morninginvest.com/Webull, and you get two free stocks for opening the account. One for opening the account, and then when you deposit $100 in there, you get a second free stock. Then trade those. You know, if you don't like, then you've got free money. Then trade it and convert it to Ethereum, you know, or trade it and convert it to Bitcoin. Or use it and buy into some stocks that I'm trading here on the show and things that I've been making. I'm pretty bullish on. As you meant, if you follow me at all, last night you know that I bought into a company that Michael Burry is bullish on. Let me pull it up here. By the way, while I'm looking at that, we'll look up Ethereum here. So Ethereum, yep, continues. Nice little upward trend here this morning. Let me pull up my Webull desktop here. so you can see what we're looking at. So SunCoke Energy, you see here, popped nicely yesterday. This is SXC, SunCoke Energy. And this popped nicely yesterday. So if you guys bought, remember I mentioned it during the show yesterday that I just had invested in this because Michael Burry, of course, the man of the Big Short, who shorted the housing market, invested big into SunCoke Energy, and it popped nicely. So last night I sold out of it right around here, and I'm going to probably re-enter this one. But hopefully you guys made some good money on this if you bought in yesterday during the show. So again, you know, take action on some of this stuff like David's talking about. Like this is, I mentioned it for a reason. I bought into it. You don't have to do it. I'm not giving you any advice one way or the other what to do. But if you watched it throughout the afternoon, you made some nice profits on this. Another one I'm looking at right now is Ford. So let's look at Ford. This is, they had their earnings. They beat earnings expectations, but they're down right now. They're down because of this chip shortage. But reason I'm bullish on Ford, and I'm buying more Ford today, I bought some last night, and they have a nice little retest happening right now. So I'm going to buy more Ford stock. I mean, look at this. Only super cheap right now. In my opinion, I think Ford is undervalued because Ford mentioned that they're, you know, they exceeded expectations, but they're experiencing this big chip shortage. And so is Apple. In the supply chain. So imagine once they get that amount of chips that they need. And with the amount of push that they're making into electric vehicles right now, I think this stock is incredibly undervalued. It's such a cheap stock.
People are asking what platform you were just using to show that off.
This is Webull. So this is my Webull desktop. By the way, I'm using a Mac. So this is Webull desktop for the Mac. This is what I'm using. So you can check the markets, go into your portfolio here, go to the markets. Let's check the overall markets. You can do all sorts of things. So when I'm looking at a stock, I might want to stretch these out. You can add different indicators at the top. So I can see different volume numbers, like volume down here. I can go in, I've added the Bollinger Bands, these other moving average right here. I can add the moving average in. I can add volume. So volume is coming in on Ford. I just think it's undervalued. That's my opinion. That's why I'm buying more of that. Again, I bought a lot of Ethereum this morning before the show, and it's up since I bought it, which is nice.
Always would you good. Say you have a plethora of Ethereum?
I have a plethora. Would you say you have a plethora? I have a plethora.
Yes, of Ethereum. I have a plethora.
I have a plethora. I'm looking at what else did I buy? I wanted to tell you about. I think this is. I'm just watching Bitcoin. I think it's interesting to see Bitcoin versus Ethereum right now. Bitcoin dropping a little bit here, but Ethereum going up. So these are truly decoupling themselves. I think Bitcoin's dominance, we're watching the Bitcoin dominance decline right now for a while. I mean, it'll eventually get where it needs to go, but I think we're seeing it go into this stagnation period. It could be hibernating. And you're seeing Ethereum skyrocketing. Now, this is good news for us altcoin lovers because now as Bitcoin goes into this period of hibernation, you're going to start to see a surge in these altcoin BTC pairs, which is what I'm excited about. There's a lot of good news coming up on, like, I bought Uni the other night. Uni's another good one. Put up that one, Uni.
So out of curiosity, so when you're like looking at for things to buy into, it really seems to me, just from an outside observer, that the stock market is completely dependent on people's excitement about a thing. So like a news show could actually make a stock successful or something like that. Are there other indicators outside of that you watch? Like, is there a place to watch where it's not manipulated in any way by people talking about it or people saying, hey, you got to get into this, which actually makes it go, you know what I mean?
I mean, you need to be studying the fundamentals of a company, I think, is important. Studying product release cycles. For instance, let's take Apple as an example, okay? Apple is going to hold their spring event, which they did last week. So ahead of time, what is it? What are like supply chain analysts saying is likely to be released? Well, you and I know, right, that they were going to announce new iPad Pros, right? We also know that they were going to announce new iMacs potentially, and these new AirTags. Okay, so then they did. Well, I bought in before that event. Like, I knew that that was coming. So you can watch these news cycles. You can see what you can listen to their earnings reports. You can hear what they're saying on these earnings calls. We heard from McDonald's. I think McDonald's is another. Here's a good example, right? McDonald's has their earnings call. McDonald's releases their earnings and they exceeded expectations during a pandemic. And I think what's interesting that McDonald's admitted the other day last week, and I was reading some news on McDonald's last week, and they said that they are halfway. They're 50% of their way there on really becoming a more healthy company, and their shift towards more eco-friendly. They're 50% of the way there. So like in Europe right now, when you go to McDonald's, they're made of paper cups and the lids are made of paper. There's no plastic anymore. The straws are paper.
Better quality meat. Then you get over here.
Better quality meat. Actually, in Europe, true. That's absolutely the truth. But they're also moving away from, like, so their chicken nuggets now have been totally, they've made those all natural now. They've gotten rid of artificial stuff in their chicken McNuggets. And they're moving that to do that also in the beef as well. They've reduced their size of their Happy Meals. They've reduced the size of the fries. They've now made sure the kids, like, get water instead of soda. But they said they're 50% of the way there. Okay.
But
so
now,
what do I do with that data?
Is there something they're only doing in Europe or here as well?
No. Internationally. Okay. So here's what I would do with that data and just looking at their earnings call. So their earnings came out overnight to this morning and they exceeded expectations. Okay. They did better. So their stock shot up this morning. They also admitted they're 50% complete in their transition. So in a pandemic, they exceeded expectations and they're 50% complete in their goal and their mission. That's a good sign. That means if they get to 100%, that means right now that stock is probably a good one to watch with that data point. As they continue to grow, they continue to offer healthier options. They're going to have like organic meats and all this sort of stuff, which people want. They don't want to eat these burgers that are covered in ammonia or whatever they spray them in, you know, people don't want that kind of stuff. So keep your eye on that. Like that's, you know, look at the news, look what's happening with these companies. Global supply chain information is also so important right now. It's affecting, it's affecting a lot of these companies that are relying on these chips, right? These international chip manufacturers they're constrained right now. And just looking more broadly at the macroeconomic conditions too, like what does Jerome Powell talk about? Jerome Powell yesterday came out and talked about how they're not going to move interest rates at all. The Fed is basically not going to do anything. They are going to continue their bond buying program. So Wall Street did a happy dance. Wall Street's like, great. That's what we're doing. Great. You're not moving anything. And then look at this. I mean, 10-year high. NASDAQ, S&P 500. Record-breaking highs for them. Shocking, isn't it? Is it any wonder? So here's one I bought last night. Here's a cryptocurrency I bought last night, Uniswap. Up nicely this morning.
How do you even hear about this stuff?
And that...
Like, you keep saying words, and I'm just like, where... Like, are you part of some secret society that's like, guys, go get into this? You're like on a call with Bruce Wayne.
Look, here's a couple of different websites. Go to CoinMarketCap, okay? Go to CoinMarketCap and then look at the news down here. See? You can see what's happening in the news, right? On Uniswap. And so a couple of big exchanges just announced news on Uniswap that they're incorporating Uniswap. So let's click on the news here and you can see like what's being talked about with these guys. And this is why I jumped into it. So let's load this. Come on, slow internet. Okay. So Uniswap. Crypto analyst, these three altcoins seem ready to move to the moon. A Uniswap version 3 is getting close. So version 3 of Uniswap, decentralized exchange, this DeFi platform is huge, okay? Remember, Uniswap is basically helps like the Ethereum ecosystem run. it facilitates, okay, the swaps of crypto assets. So when you think about Ethereum, let's look back at Ethereum over here. Okay. Here's Ethereum on its way up. Here's Bitcoin on its way down. Okay. We've already lost about 1,000 since the show started on Bitcoin. And now you have Uniswap, which is the backbone of Ethereum. So I bought Uniswap, and it's up. And so you're seeing, you know, you want to try to buy before these news stories hits, but, and I did some of them, but like I bought after this story here on what, like, we know that this, this big protocol, version 3 of Uniswap is coming, their version faster. And again, the backbone, a lot of the backbone of Ethereum. So $41 right now for a Uniswap coin. Okay.
So those bottom charts where you've got the big green, the high greens there, mm-hmm. is that because like a news story came out and everybody's like talking about it? There's like people paid attention to the company meeting, like a whole bunch of people. Like, what is causing so many people to get in right at that moment?
Yeah, it could be news. I mean, it could be, let's see, I don't know when this was. See, the 29th, this was...
So I guess my point is, or my question is, like, it's all, the whole stock market, everything like this is all based on speculation, right?
Well, because, not because really. Speculation, I mean, I don't know.
Because I guess what I'm saying is, like, speculation leads to action, and then the action, whether it's a news story or people speculate that it's going to go up, and then, like for instance, an Elon Musk tweet, it makes the speculation high. So a lot of people go into it. So it's like when the speculation is low, people don't buy. So the stock won't go up. But if somebody could falsely say the speculation, like, oh, like that deli, like this deli, like it's going to be so big, right, or whatever. Right. And so a bunch of people buy into it, which actually does take it up. So it seems like it's very, very manipulatable.
It's very manipulatable. This is what Bill Gates has been decrying as of late. About he you know, sees it's very similar to like 1930s action. I'm going to have a video later today, so make sure you subscribe to the channel. I'm going to talk about the stocks that Bill Gates just sold and what he's buying and why he's buying it. So you got to tune into that a little bit later today. I'm going to have a video on that, so please make sure you subscribe to the channel. Turn on that little bell notification. This is our live show, but we're going to be producing a lot more content here to help you make more money and become a better trader, understand how these systems work, you know, build passive income ultimately. But anyway, that's why Bill Gates, he's like, we got to stop this like social media movement of the markets. But I don't buy into, you know, I'm not investing in GameStop. You know, I'm not investing in these like meme stocks. Now, Dogecoin I did because I understand how these things work. And so I got in and got out and made a nice profit. But I watched that chart like a hawk when I got into Dogecoin. And I only did it as like a Vegas gambling kind of play for a short amount of time. I bought into Dogecoin for about 4 hours. The one morning before our show, I bought it. And I sold it a few hours after our show, and I made a good amount of money. And then after I sold out of it, it plummeted. That's, yes, speculation. That coin is not really backed by anything. And so, yes, those things can move markets, but also fundamentals move markets. So news stories can move it, but also what is the company doing moves markets. You know, Apple has incredible services division now, like their subscription division, huge. On its own would be a massive multi-billion dollar company. Just like their Apple TV subscription services, their iCloud services would be a multi-billion dollar company. And that exploded over this past quarter. That's a fundamental. Their Mac division, their new M1 chips, which are blowing Intel out of the water. Also fundamental, right? Their Mac sales are up and they are launching new iMacs and they're going to sell like crazy. That's a fundamental. Then what they're doing on privacy. So there's all of these pieces that, to me, that's not like social media memes. Like, those are actual fundamentals. That's why I'm talking about McDonald's today. I was talking about Ford a little bit. Well, these are fundamentals of these companies.
And I guess that's a deterrent for people like me, because it's like, You know, I see you and hear you saying that, but what confuses me or what I would be concerned with is I don't have time to go watch for all of these. Like, okay, Apple, I could see finding one and being like, okay, I'm going to watch this company. But in order to like really build a good portfolio, you have to be, you know, you have to have an investment in a lot of things. And so how do you maintain so many things? Like, how many would you say you're invested in right now? Like, how many do you do at a time?
Well, I mean, let me give you this advice, because I think that's what's scaring a lot of people. And I'm hoping to help a lot of people on the show build wealth. And you do not need a lot of coins. I have a few coins. I think I'm invested in like five cryptocurrencies right now. So you don't have to go crazy. You know, you buy into them, set your stop losses, watch them, spend, you know, 30 minutes a day going into your portfolio and seeing, have they increased? All right, great. I'll raise my stop loss. So now I've locked in my profits. You know, are certain ones you're going to hold longer? Make that determination. For me, Ethereum, I'm holding. I'm not selling out like tomorrow if it goes up a little bit. I'm holding that one. The same is true of Apple. I bought big into Apple last week and their stock exploded overnight. So I made a lot of money in Apple, but I'm not selling that. I'm keeping that in my portfolio as a long-term play. So you don't need a lot. I have a few, you know, Ford, Apple, Tesla. There's a few,
like a solar company.
Yeah, I have, let me pull it up here on my Webull desktop. Sorry.
Well, and while you do that, Hashim Giles Suncoke. Is saying, what is it?
Suncoke Energy.
Gotcha.
So Hashim Giles, I told the audience about yesterday
in the chat, is saying investing is not for everyone. And David is demonstrating this. I don't believe that's true. With anything, it's just an education process. You know, like there's a lot of people who would love to invest, but like we don't understand. Like you, for instance, you say you're only invested in like five different coins. From my side, I just assumed you were invested in like almost all of them. You know, like it seems like because you play the market. Right. And in my head, I'm thinking, do I need, like, in order for me to do anything, do I have to invest in like 20 different things and watch those things? And, you know, like I think I would probably get an ulcer if I was paying attention to all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm in five coins, just checking to make sure I'm accurate here. So yes, I'm in five coins right now, and I'll put them up on the screen so you can see what I've got here. Or six coins, I guess. Yeah. So here's six coins that I'm in right now. So I'm in Ethereum. I'm in Ravencoin. OGN, which is an NFT. And I'm in Doge, which I'm just waiting for that to hit my level. And then I have profit stops set for Doge because I was playing with that one a little bit. And then Rose I'm in. And Atom. So these are the coins that I'm in right now. And then below that is just my USDT leftovers, like my dollar portion that I have left over from not investing. So those are that's my Binance back end right now. So yeah, you don't have to be in a lot. And right now I wouldn't encourage people to do that because we're still keeping our eye on what Bitcoin is doing. And a lot of my trading friends, they're like eight coins is like the most. Like don't go more than like eight coins because you just will lose track. You cannot, don't spread yourself too thin. You know, well, buy a whiteboard.
Like, let's say,
put them up on your whiteboard and track them.
Let's say, just out of curiosity, and I don't know if this is like allowed or what. Like, so let's say let's use an example. Like, we create the Grover coin, right? And so the Grover coin goes out there, it becomes a thing. And then you tell everybody, and then we all invest of it. So like 4,972 people that are here, we go and we invest in that coin. Can that actually make it go up? And so that we end up with profits because it was like, we all did it at the same time.
Oh, that's what Reddit does. I mean, that's what people on Reddit do. Right. And so you can play that game, and yes, that's what happens. That's what happened to GameStop.
Couldn't we just like basically guarantee profits if this show just became a thing? Okay, everybody, get ready. Let's all go buy this right now.
Yeah, I mean, you need real volume to make, you know, So I don't know. I mean, I think that's what a lot of small cap companies are hoping for, you know, on penny stocks and so forth. They go public. And look, I mean, that might have been the situation with that friggin' deli in New Jersey, right? They go public and people are like investing in this deli that's not even making any money and hasn't been open for 2 years. And yet it's has a valuation of what was it, $100 million or something like that, or $50 million? I don't know. It was a ridiculous valuation. But I don't know. Yeah, you could do that. But that's the thing with people like Michael Burry, who from The Big Short, the movie The Big Short. Here's a guy, Michael Burry, who he's a value investor. So he invests in companies that have actual value, actual numbers to support those things. So you can invest like Michael Burry does, which is how I invest and how I, you know, and I retain real estate, because at the end of the day, I use those profits to buy real estate investments. That's my goal, is rental real estate to me is the ultimate store of value.
But
I'm a value investor.
Couldn't you, in essence, take a company that so let's say you have like that deli, for instance, we'll use the deli as an example. Uh-huh. Let's say they're kind of, you know, floundering, they're hurting or whatever. And then a bunch of people invest and do they get some kind of boost out of that they could go off the back of and actually turn around and become a successful company, or do they even benefit from that at all?
Well, I mean, they're shareholders of that and they're just going to sell off their stocks and make money if some morons actually invested in that deli. You know,
so but
there was
they
like
could,
something fishy going on,
but they could. So maybe that's a bad example, but let's say I have a company that I'm trying to build and I'm out of capital. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people buy into my stock. I end up with this capital and I reinvest it. Then I become one of those companies that you're talking about, a value based company. And I could have been all along. Is that something, too, that can happen?
Well, it's happening right now with GameStop and AMC. So all of these Redditors on Wall Street Bets thought that there was enough there for GameStop to actually be a profitable company. So what happened with the GameStop team, with the GameStop investors, is that they actually saw value in GameStop. They believed that, wait a second, we don't think, you know, there's still value for these stores. There's still value for people going in and trading these games. There's still value for this company. And the way that these people on Wall Street had shorted GameStop, they had it well below what they in Wall Street Bets and the Reddit forums thought was the value point. So all these Wall Street people shorted the stock, right? And these Wall Street people in these Redditors were like, no, wait a second. We don't think, like, that number is really low. Like, we think it's, you know, they were valuing it like $15 a share, whatever it was. Like, we think it's higher than that. And so they all went in on it and bought it, because they all kind of thought that this was value. Now, what happened is now when they invested all this money into the company, the shares skyrocketed. Then the company suddenly became incredibly valuable. And now they were able to reinvest. They just hired a new CEO. They're reinvesting in their digital strategy. So that infusion now basically helped them tremendously to grow as a company. And so all of those shareholders that bought into GameStop believe that their long-term strategy could be achieved and they'll actually be a profitable company, a really profitable company again. The same thing with AMC Theaters. They were plummeting and Wall Street was shorting their stock. All these theaters are going to go under. And all of these Redditors believed that AMC was going to, like, if they did it right, could actually be profitable. So they bought into it. AMC had the same thing, an infusion of capital, and now they have the opportunity to be successful. I mean, it's kind of funny how this works, but
it's kind of cool in a way.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I mean, they're helping these companies tremendously.
It's kind of cool now that you know, there's a way for, because imagine if Reddit didn't exist or the internet didn't exist. That's how these people all these years have manipulated the stock market to where it only, you know, only benefited people who could take advantage of it there, because you couldn't do it online. So the fact that you can now trade online, right, it gives us the opportunity to share in the same things that they've been sharing in since before this even came along.
Right. And I think, you know, there's all these Wall Street people decrying the rise of the retail investor. But if you watch shows like this and you study the markets and you listen to what we're teaching you here, the news on this show, then there's no reason you can't be successful and turn $20 into 200 and then 200 into 20,000, in a short amount of time, if you're just smart and not even smart, if you're educated. Really, I mean, educated. Forget smart. A lot of smart people do a lot of dumb things with their money. So just study these things and just understand how these things work. And we try to teach you that here on the show. So subscribe to our channel, because tonight I'm going to release a separate video. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about Bill Gates and what he sold and what he's buying. And I'm going to show you some of these charts so you can understand like why I'm going to be going in heavy on this one particular stock.
And is that a members only video, or is that going to be for the public?
No, it's going to be public. I'm going to make that public for everyone. I want to show you this stock. I'm not going to show you, reveal the name until you watch the video, but here is the stock. Okay. And I believe what's happening with this stock that Bill Gates is buying into pretty heavy right now is in a cup and handle pattern right now, which means that this thing is about to break out again. So this could be like the ultimate moment to buy into this company. And I am personally, I can't advise you to do it, but see this big cup and then the handle. That's the ultimate technical pattern for a stock or a coin. And the volume is starting to show itself. So I will reveal this a little bit later today. So you got to subscribe. Got to watch.
Now you're saying cup and handle. You're saying flag. You say bulbous, something like a cup, bulbous, a banner. like, is there...
There's
is
a lot
there,
of different patterns.
Yeah. And so, like...
Yeah.
So are there patterns that you look for that are better than others? Like I don't understand even what cup means, like how that was a cup, because it's filling up the cup.
Okay. Think of a teacup, the pattern. Just look at it. It looks like a teacup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So look at this. It looks like a teacup in the center of your screen, okay? Then what happens is it dropped, okay? It dropped back down. Now it's forming a handle. So it dropped back down, and now on the right side of your screen, it's forming like a little bit of a handle. So just think of it like doop, and a little like teacup handle. And that is one of the best technical patterns to have, because when it breaks out, it's like you want to see it. A teacup pattern or a cup and handle pattern is a clear indicator of a great potential to buy into a stock. You don't get them a lot, but when you do, it's often a time to pounce on it. So we'll show you that stock a little bit later today. Then, yeah, you have bull flags. So it means it's like kind of what we showed you earlier, that bull flag pattern. You have bear flags. You have, I'm trying to think of everything. So many different patterns. You have a downward wedge.
You were always saying candles too, or something.
Candles. Well, these are all candles.
Oh,
these are all candles. Okay. So these are all little candles, and each of these represents the time period that you choose to look at. So this is a 4-hour chart. So of these candles.
So ideally,
is a four hour.
You want like a whole ton of green candles.
Ideally, yeah. And you want it going in the right direction. So yes, ideally you'd want a whole bunch of green candles. Yes. Yeah, but this is a good cup and handle pattern right now that's emerging on this stock. So we'll show you that later today. But finally, I want to tell you about our friends at Clear. So I don't know how many of you travel a lot. I used to travel a lot. We're going to be traveling a lot more soon, hopefully. But I am a member of Clear, and I love these guys. Number one, what's great about Clear is you can go through the airport frictionless, meaning I don't even have to touch anything. You can use your eyes biometrically. They're scanning your eyes, your face. So it's safer. Touchless entry points at airports, stadiums, and even more. Not just the airport, but stadiums too. Going to see a Phillies game. You can feel confident returning to what you love, whether it's traveling or cheering on your favorite sports team. Enrolling is quick and easy. Get started online and finish at the airport. So that's what I did. I started online, and then you go to the airport to finish it. So, and you go to the website clearme.com/invest and use the code invest. You'll get 2 months for free. Clear members can add up to 3 friends or family members to their account for a discounted rate of only $50 each per year. Plus, kids under 18 get in for free. So when I would go to the airport, my kids could come right through the Clear line with me for free. Join over 5 million people who are already using Clear for seamless experiences. And I got to tell you, my experience with Clear is fantastic. The people are super nice. Like when I arrive, I'm like, oh, I'm a Clear customer. The Clear people are like, oh, right over this way, sir. Come on over this way. And they lead you to the machines. They scan, do the eye scan, and you're through. I mean, it's that simple. Super, super easy to do. They have a huge network. Once you become a Clear member, you can use Clear across the entire network. including airports, stadiums, arenas, concert spaces, offices, restaurants, and more. Clear members, again, can add those three friends in there for a discounted rate. So get your first 2 months for free. It's right on your screen. Go to clearme.com. You got to put that me in there. clearme.com/invest. Use the code invest to get those 2 months for free. Our thanks to Clear for that. All right, my friends.
All right. You ready for super chats and members?
Yeah, any questions?
Yeah, so we got Demetria Felix, Donna True, Ernest Hodges, AC, Jeanette Stern, Shelly Cali Girl, Outstanding Entertainment, all new members. Welcome. We got 12 new members today. All right. Ernest Hodges, good morning, guys. I just got $33.99 from Coinbase by taking quizzes on different crypto coins.
Yeah. You can do that. I think we have a link to the Coinbase. Let me check and see. Do we have... Make sure. Morninginvest.com/coin. I think that's what it is. Check. Maybe not. No, I don't have it. But anyway, yeah, on Coinbase, if you can go there, it's actually kind of cool. And you're talking about the education process of crypto. What they do is they'll give you quizzes on different coins. And they teach you first. So they'll do like a little learning thing. Well, they'll give you a few different cards that you learn about the different coin or the DeFi platform or whatever. And then it'll quiz you at the end of it. And it's like, are you paying attention to this? You know, are you paying attention? And then it'll give you free money. It'll give you free crypto based on your responses, which is pretty cool. So you can start making some money just by learning how it works. So it's like an education process, but they pay you to learn.
Michelle Blauvelt, love your show. I'm interested in investing. I'm open on a Webull account. Can you explain the difference between the cash account or margin account?
You want to go cash. Margin is for more advanced traders. That's my opinion. I don't even do margin trading. So, just choose a cash account, in my opinion.
Zachary Magnum, how do I research specific stocks to invest into?
Well, first of all, you need to, before you start investing, looking for stocks, you need to be clear on what type of an investor you are and what are your goals. Are you a person that wants to invest in companies that are valuable? Do you want to make some quick money and get in and get out? Do you want to be a day trader? Do you want to buy and hold for a long time? You know, what type of investor do you want to be? I'm a buy and hold investor most of the time, especially within real estate. So I buy rental real estate and hold it, and I'm never selling it as a store of value. The same thing with gold and silver, and the same thing with certain coins like Ethereum. I'm a long-term holder of these types of coins. Then others, I'm going to be watching them more closely and moving on them. So I would just look at and see what also speaks to you personally. Like, I'm not ever going to invest in oil and gas companies. I'm not going to invest in things that I don't believe in personally. Right? I'm not going to buy into Chevron. I'm not going to buy into BP, right? I'm not going to invest in fossil fuel companies that are polluting our planet. I'm just not, or help in that process. Instead, I might think about where are some growth sectors right now to start researching. So who was the person that asked this question?
That was Zachary Magnum. Mangum, okay. Sorry, Mangum.
Mangum. So Zachary, you know, think about things where the president speaking last night on infrastructure. Okay, all of these jobs, removing of lead pipes, the bringing solar energy development to the United States, wind energy to the United States instead of being built in Beijing. What are companies that are starting to lay the foundation for that in the United States? So look at some of the big trends that are emerging right now. And start to think about things that speak to you. For instance, like Jessica Alba, her Honest brand of products is about to go public at like $14 a share. If you research that company and you think, okay, I really believe in this company's mission. I think they use all natural products. I like what they do. Their baby line of products is great for the kids. They're all kinds of chemical-free shampoos. That's great. And you look and say it's going to go public, I think, this week at $14 or $15 a share. Maybe I buy $100 of Honest Company as a tryout, you know, to see if it works for me. And then monitor your charts, set your stop losses, take profits, you know, as you go, and reinvest. And that's how you get started. Just start with a little bit of money. Don't go crazy. That's my opinion. Again, I am not a financial advisor, so I can't give you advice on this. But that's how I've done it, and that's what I would do.
Rosita's Reborn Nursery. Why aren't people without small kids getting help?
Great question. I mean, they are. I mean, it depends on what form of stimulus you're talking about. We just had that stimulus that was passed for, you know, the $1.9 trillion. There is a free public college, which is for people that don't have children. Additional money for Affordable Care Act stuff. Also lowering the prescription drug prices, jobs. So all of those things are, if you're just meaning a direct, like, sort of child tax credit, that's obviously for people with children. But then there also is the earned income tax credit. That has nothing to do with children. So there are a bunch of different areas where there's benefits, huge benefits for people that don't have children.
Spider-Man, like your name, S-P-Y, Spider-Man. Did you hear Biden say yesterday that we the people means the government? What a crock of crap trying to brainwash the masses and future get gens.
He said, we the people means the government?
I didn't watch it, so I'm not sure. I didn't hear
that.
Oh,
yeah, he did say something like, I have to go back and watch. I watched it. We watched it again this morning, and then we watched it here on the show, a lot of it. But, yeah, he says, you know, one of the things, big takeaways, he said that Wall Street didn't build this country. The middle class built this country, and labor unions built this country, which got some scoffs.
Well, he said labor union. He said unions built the middle class.
Right. That's true. He said unions built the middle class, and the middle unions built the middle class, and
middle class built the country, and the
built America,
and the and the unions built the middle class.
Yeah. Unions built the middle class. Yeah. There's a couple of hat tips to unions last night. Surprised to hear it a couple of times. But we'll see. We'll see if he can actually pull this off.
Jody Nicholson, I have $20 in ETH since you first mentioned it last month and just bought $20 in Polygon the other day. Both are doing nicely.
See, we try to make you money on this show. See, I'm not going to tell you to do a trade. I'm going to tell you what I'm investing in. I'm going to tell you what I'm watching. And where I'm putting my money, and I'll lose some money, and I'll make money. Good news is that mostly overall, I'm up, just based on what I've been trading. So this is my profit and loss from the past 5 days. I'm up 14,000 on my trades. So, you know, if you follow what I'm doing, great. I can't tell you to do that, but I don't ever want someone to say to me, you told me to do that. I'm like, nope, I didn't.
You son of a... I've seen that happen.
Yeah, you don't want that, you know. Hey,
Anger,
you do
Mr.
What you
Swords.
Want.
Yeah. Anger, Mr. Swords. Good morning, Clayton and David. I would love to speak to you guys one day, maybe an interview. And then Anger, Mr. Swords with a $20. Good morning, Clayton, Grover, and David. I'm glad that David is a lot better. We missed you all.
Me too. No one likes when someone's ill.
No. I didn't like it either. Hans Wolf. India is now at 6,000 plus COVID-related daily deaths. This new strain is a massive killer.
It's incredibly frightening what's going on in India. They're setting up crematoriums just in the streets, all over the place. It's really terrifying what's happening there, this new India variant. And I have to say, I saw a really horrible image, like, because they have no rickshaws. All the rickshaws are being used to cart bodies around. A mom had to grab her like 28-year-old son who died of COVID, and basically lifted him up and put him onto a taxi, like just like carried his body, to take him to the mortuary. Like, and he was his arm was like hanging out of the taxi onto the ground. Like, this is what a mom has to do. She's like sitting there with her, horrible. These are the crematoriums right now. They're just setting them up, as many as they can get set up right now. These are all funeral pyres. It's crazy.
Jeez.
So Lakeshore Productions TV and Kitchtown 1977, new members, welcome. Bouge Queen, how do I withdraw from KuCoin? ERC20, TRC20, etc.
You just have to sell the coin into. I'm not exactly sure. I've never withdrawn from KuCoin, to be honest with you. There should be a tutorial though on their website on how to do it, how to withdraw. It shouldn't be difficult. How to withdraw? I think you have to convert it back into USDT and then do it. When you sell your coin out, or you can transfer coins. So I transfer coins between wallets all the time. So you can transfer between, like Coinbase and Binance and KuCoin. You can transfer your wallets they use QR codes. I have to say, you know, it's a funny, like QR codes. Remember a few years ago, everyone was raging about QR codes and then like no one was using QR codes. People are like, everyone talks about QR codes and no one uses them. And now crypto has embraced QR codes and I use QR codes every day now to log into my account.
Well, and I've been using them for a long time. Like I embraced them. I enjoy Q. And actually I used to have a pop-up on my own show that was like, if you wanted to go to a website, I'd pop up a QR code. I stopped doing it because I had to create them custom every time. But you know, I think they're powerful if you use them right.
We should do that on this show. We should embrace. Could we do that here?
Yeah, we can create custom QR codes.
We can do that
codes.
Here.
Yeah. I can create a custom QR code right in vMix.
Sweet. Let's do it for our newsletter.
Okay.
Let's do it for the Morning Invest newsletter.
So Rumble
people don't
Gold
even have to type in a website.
On his trash truck. Morning, everyone. I'm late. Heavy junk week, but morning.
Morning. Morning. Hey, I got an answer to that KuCoin question on how to withdraw. So let's just look at this real quick. How to make a withdrawal on KuCoin? It means transfer tokens from KuCoins to other platforms. Okay, so you can withdraw BTC from KuCoin to your other BTC wallets on other platforms, but you can't transfer money to other platforms. Okay, just coins. So in your holding account, you can do it from there. And how to make a withdrawal, log into your KuCoin account, go to assets, and then go to main account, deposit withdrawal, withdraw to enter the withdrawal page, type in the token you want to withdraw, and then click on withdraw. From there, once you've selected the correct token, then you want to send it, you can confirm and then send it to your wallet, okay, where you're holding it. And you put in your security verification. Have to do like three layers of security verification and then transfer it. Usually takes about 30 minutes or so.
And then once you've done that verification, that's a one-time thing?
No, you put in your trading, this is to make an actual withdrawal. So you have to put in your trading password. You click send code. This will go to your email. You get the email code that they email you and you use a Google Authenticator. So Google Authenticator is an app that you want to download for your phone. Just type in on the App Store, Google Authenticator. And then you can select, like I have a Google Authenticator code generator for both KuCoin, Binance, Coinbase, and some other stuff. So when I open my Google Authenticator, it gives me like a few different screens. Yeah, that's Google Authenticator. This is what a typical Google Authenticator screen looks like. And it refreshes after like 30 seconds. So these like little things over here go like 30 seconds, and then a new one pops up. So then you copy this code, you just tap on it, it copies to your clipboard, and then you go back over and you put that in, paste that into the thing. So there you go.
And then we got Louis VL, new member, Edward Carley, super chat, thank you. Tony Jocelyn, do you think there's another stimulus coming? Great show. And Alan Blythe.
Yes, I do.
New member.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for becoming new members. Yes, Tony, I do think there's a new stimulus coming. Now, new fourth stimulus checks. I don't at this point, I don't think we're going to see fourth stimulus checks. I really don't. I think we're going to see child tax credits. I think we're going to see free public college. I'm hoping that we'll see loan forgiveness, student loan forgiveness. Remember, Bernie Sanders said this plan is just a starting point. Like, they are going to go bigger on this. He wants $1.7 trillion or $1.8 trillion. I think when Democrats get done with this, this could be well north of $2 trillion with additional things in there. Maybe stimulus checks. We'll see. Maybe universal. There is universal basic income in this thing, basically. I mean, we can call it whatever you want, but giving people like these tax credits that they have access to every year. And the question is, will they go in perpetuity beyond 2025? So right now, these credits are going to be extended through 2025. So there could be there's definitely UBI in here, basically.
And then Jeremy Burt just sent a super chat. Stock volume whale spike the price with large buying, and then it will drop. Can't see the whales coming.
Yeah, it's hard. I think it just makes sense, in my opinion, to be a value investor and buy companies that are valuable. And then, you know, you're not stuck with these whims of these markets. When you look at like what Michael Burry is buying, I mean, here's a guy who accurately predicted the big short, right? He shorted the market. He knew it was coming. And he's warning us again right now. He just sold a whole bunch of his stuff. He's warning us, you know, and what he's warning us about is like, so he's invested in like some of these smaller cap companies that trade for like $6, you know, some of these like OTC stocks and small cap stocks. And, you know, because he sees real value there. And so like yesterday, I bought into that company and made some good money on it. And I told you all about it yesterday, SunCoke Energy. And it looks like it's in a little bit of a retest moment right now. Here's SunCoke. So I'm trading at 720 right now. And I bought in down here and had a nice, and so if any of you guys, when I told you about it yesterday, bought in, made some nice profit on this. And it's $7 for a share. So, you know, again, that's where Michael Burry is investing right now in some of these small caps that are not well known at all and are valuable, like have real value. That's the only type of company he invests in. It's a good strategy, I think. So that's all our super chats for the day. Thank you, everyone. We only got like one or two pet photos, so I'm going to save those for Friday. I'll round them all up. If anyone wants to send some pet photos, like here's my boy, little Grover. This was last year.
Such a good photo.
I was digging up through some photos. I was going through and processing a whole bunch of photos last night, and I finally processed these birthday pics from my daughter's birthday last year, and that's when Grover was just a little puppy. So send us your pet photos. You can do that at pets@morninginvest.com, and make sure you include your name, the pet's name, make it legible, and we'll put where you're from, and we'll feature them here on the show. Do some tomorrow on the show. How about that? pets@morninginvest.com. Thank you everyone for subscribing to the show, being a part of our audience here every day. Do we get another super chat?
Let me look. We did. Gills, great show. Welcome back, David. Clayton, you mentioned transferring coin between wallets earlier. What is the benefit of that?
Well, Coinbase, Coinbase is, you know, I don't use Coinbase to trade. Coinbase is expensive. Their fees are expensive to make a trade. So what I do is I put my US dollars, I don't have any floating around here, but I put my dollars into Coinbase, okay? And I buy what their own coin is USDC. It's Coinbase's own dollar for dollar coin, okay? So now I'm crypto, now I'm digital. Now I take that USDC and I transfer that to either Binance or KuCoin. Those are the two exchanges that I mostly use, KuCoin or Binance. And I don't use the US version of Binance. I use the international version because, and I use a VPN to do that. And I sign in from Great Britain because they have way more access to the altcoins that I want to invest in. So that's why I transfer the tokens between those exchanges. Hope that helps. I know it's a little tricky, but hey, if you figure this stuff out, that's how you make a lot of money, right? And you don't have to start with much. Start with $20 to get started. All right, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the show today. Be sure to subscribe because later today I'll have that video. I'm going to be talking about Bill Gates and what he's doing right now. And hopefully can make a lot of money following this strategy. So we'll keep our eye on. I'll show you what this stock is. Why I'm buying in big. All right, we'll see you later, everyone.